2 weeks. 3 continents. 1 pattern. Between Masters Week at Augusta and a mud-soaked 120-kilometer ultra in Tuscany. The last 14 days have given us a rare signal. Elite mental performance is not talent showing up on the day. It is a set of protocols an athlete has trained, rehearsed, and stress-tested long before the event starts. When the plan breaks, the protocol holds. Here is what the coaches, podcasts, and post-race write-ups were saying this week, and what amateur competitors can take from it. Justin Rose, and the discipline of the pre-shot routine. Golf Digest's Masters, a Team D 2026 profile of Justin Rose, landed on a single idea. The pre-shot routine is the entire game. Rose described his evolved visualization process in one sentence. I need to see it. I need to drive the vision of what we want to do. That is not a mindset quote for Instagram. It is a protocol. Rose's routine is repeatable under any condition. A gust of pressure. Wind off Ray's Creek. A shaky back nine. A two-stroke lead. A two-stroke deficit. The routine is the same. That sameness is the point. It removes decisions the conscious mind cannot make well under load. David McKenzie at Golf State of Mind framed it even more directly in his mid-March post. Through discipline comes freedom. Amateurs usually hear this backwards. They think freedom is the absence of structure. Competitive golfers know the opposite. The pre-shot routine is what lets you swing freely when it matters. What to train. A fixed visualization sequence. Same steps. Same order. Same cues. Every shot. A defined trigger to commit. One word. One breath. One physical cue. Rehearsed until automatic. A reset protocol when the routine breaks. Step back. Re-engage the sequence from the top. No improvising. Courtney Dowalter. And the protocol that survives a last-minute pivot. Dowalter was not supposed to race Chianti. Her planned ultra in Tenerife was canceled by extreme weather. She dropped in as a last-minute replacement at the 120-kilometer UTMB event. And, after trailing Norway's Ingvild Kaspersen by nearly 4 minutes, took the lead in the final 15 kilometers to win an 11:31-55. This is the second headline. The first is the pivot itself. When your schedule, your pacing plan, and your mental rehearsal are all built around a different race, on a different mountain in a different country, you need a protocol that does not care which course you are running. Dowalter has talked publicly about her Pain Cave framework for years. It is a repeatable mental structure, not a race-specific plan. That is why it transferred. Most amateur runners build race day mental prep around ideal conditions. Start time on schedule. Weather in range, gear intact, legs fresh. The moment any of those break, the mental plan breaks with it. Elite protocols are built to survive disruption. That is the design spec. Sally McRae, David Goggins, and Identity Under Pressure. Sally McRae's Built Not Given essay on Substack this month made a different but related point. When the external identity disappears, in her case, a decade-long Nike Trail partnership, the training that holds is the internal one. Training the mind that carries the body, as she phrased it, is not a slogan. It is what you have left when the sponsor logo comes off. David Goggins re-enlisting in the Air Force at 51 to attempt the Pararescue Pipeline, a program with roughly 90% attrition, is the same story at its extreme. Neither athlete is trading on past results. Both are operating a protocol for identity under pressure. Dr. Rob Bell's recent blog post, The Mountaintop Experience, closes the loop. Bell argues that the peak moment is overrated, and the process is what actually builds mental toughness. If the protocol is trained, the summit is just the last rep, the takeaway for competitive amateurs. The pattern across golf, running, and the mental performance podcasts this week is not motivational. It is architectural. Build protocols, not playlists. A hype song on the first tee is not a mental protocol. A repeatable visualization sequence is. Train for disruption. Rehearse your reset in bad conditions, not good ones. The point is to have a response when the plan breaks. Separate identity from outcome. If your mental game depends on recent results, one bad round will end it. Anchor it to the protocol instead. Make it boring. Elite routines look unremarkable from the outside. That is the design. Repeatability is the feature. This week on MindSport, we are adding two exercises this week that map directly to what Rose and Dauwalter are doing at the elite level. Pre-shot visualization protocol. Golf, 5 min. A four-step sequence built from the mental game frameworks referenced in the Golf Digest piece, scaled for the amateur competitor. Disruption reset protocol. Running, 7 min. A guided sequence for when the race plan, the weather, or the pacing falls apart mid-event. Both are built on the same thesis the elites keep repeating. The mind that performs is the one that has been trained, not the one that shows up hoping. Train the protocol. The day takes care of itself.